coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, where it was 96 Gore today, or something like that. It was. I don't live in the city, but I live outside the city.
You live in the hills. You live in the burbs, huh?
I live in the hills.
we call them burbs here.
I got a creek running through my backyard. That during the 500-year global warming-induced floods in September swelled from a 2-foot-wide babbling brook to a 50-foot-wide raging river.
Wow.
Yeah, completely destroyed my backyard and all the beautiful landscaping that the previous owners had put in. And now I'm sitting here waiting for thunderstorms to see what that creek's going to do to just, you know, determine how much it's going to cost me to repair it. Because, I mean, the county, you can't even mess with the creek.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You're not supposed to. I can't do anything on 20 within 20 feet of the creek. Well, my house is within 20 feet of the creek.
And you play. And let me guess, you do pay property taxes, right?
Well, last time I checked.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. But, you know, they got their rules and their regulations because it's a natural stream and all that good stuff. But anyway, I guess I should say that this is the Armed American Radio Network. You threw me off on time.
I threw you.
At the last hour, yeah. I thought we were getting ready to go to the break. I was watching the clock, which is off here on the board, and all of a sudden you said 30 seconds. I'm like, oh, okay.
No, that worked out real good, though.
It did. It did. It worked out really good.
This is smooth. I mean, you ended, and he picked up.
Yeah, check this out. I had a question for John Lott, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just joining Armed American Radio, which I'm sure you're not because you've been listening to all 3 hours, and if you're in a city that doesn't get the third hour, you're listening online, undoubtedly. So make sure you send us an email to mark@armedamericanradio.org, and we'll get you on the air. We've got a caller already online holding to jump in the round table. Seats are open, so feel free to give us a call at 877-956-9566. Sean, one of the questions I had for John Lott, very simple. Do waiting periods work, i.e. the Brady waiting period?
You know,
what do you think the answer was?
Probably not. I don't see why they would.
Well, here's the answer that you can find in More Guns, Less Crime. While some evidence indicates that increased penalties for using a gun in the commission of a crime reduce crime, the effect is small. Furthermore, I find no crime reduction benefits from state-mandated waiting periods and background checks before allowing people to purchase guns. At the federal level, the Brady Law has proven to be no more effective. Surprisingly, there is also little benefit from training requirements or age restrictions for concealed handgun permits. Now, this is an overview. To get the details on that, for him to make that statement, you need to read the previous chapter. And it's a deep read, and it's a wonderful read. And if you really want to blow away your mother-in-law with some stats, baby, this is it, Sean.
I had to admit, I'm lucky because my mother-in-law and our ex-mother-in-law, ex-father-in-law, and my whole family, we were gun-carrying people, so.
See, that's great. Check this out. I'm going to wait until I get. Is George Hill on the line?
Yes, he is.
Okay, let's bring him in. George, welcome to the roundtable, brother.
Well, it's good to be here. It's a pleasure and a privilege, as always.
I love you, George.
I've got my cushion here at the, you know, I put up the, you know, one of those sports seats here at the roundtable, so I'm nice and comfortable. I've got a nice cold Dr. Pepper.
Nice.
And, you know, I'd just like to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, and especially to my own.
Absolutely. Happy Father's Day again. And Barack has a cushion, too. And he's got a Dr. Pepper. Wait, no, he's probably having a beer summit listening to the roundtable. This is his favorite hour.
Oh, you know it is. And because, you know, we give much respect to our president, and, you know, we do honor the office. We just disagree with him politically.
Yes.
Pretty much everything.
Great many things.
We do.
Well, that's okay, because we do agree on the fact that he loves Armed American Radio and the Roundtable, and that's great.
Absolutely, so, and it's also Al Gore's favorite hour, too.
Oh, I'm sure. Hey, what is the Gore in Vernal, Utah today?
It's just a tick over 80 degrees.
That's
here.
80 gore.
80 gore.
Oh, and you're having a global global warming induced snow cap melt out there. Are you flooding yet? Are you worried? Is Ogre Ranch under flood warnings?
No. We've got some nice, beautiful runoff. We call this summer, and we've been calling it before gore came around.
Okay, all right. I was just checking that the snow melts every year.
It does. It comes and it goes, and it probably depends on how often I start my truck. But
here's a question for you, George.
Sure, absolutely.
On page 44 in More Guns, Less Crime, Understanding Crime and Gun Control Laws, states with the highest percentage of gun ownership, what do you think the number one state with the highest percentage of gun ownership is?
Well, if I was going to pick a state, I'm going to pick my own.
You would be wrong.
We're very high.
You would be wrong. Sean, do you have any idea?
I would say Texas.
You would be wrong.
Oh, what?
It is California.
What?
Now, here's what's interesting. He actually compared Texas. Did you know that Texas is now less than the national average?
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, if you look at it from a statistical standpoint, which he does, of course, California is the most populous state in the nation.
Yes.
So, you know, it would seem to make sense. But that's why statistics are so dangerous to play with.
You can manipulate them.
The numbers, you can't manipulate the mathematics. The number is what it is. You have X amount of millions of people living in California. And according to John, 41, and this is on page 45, 41% of Americans live in gun-owning households. However, I want to make this statement regarding that was done with exit polling after elections. And I don't hold me to this, whether it was the 2004. And he goes into the details as to why, you know, these numbers are not, you know, he gives all of the different angles, because Republicans coming out of the exit pollings pretty much said, get away from me, get out of my face, I'm not answering your questions. Okay. In bigger numbers than Democrats, who, if you can imagine, 2000 and 2004 were probably chomping at the bit to answer questions and tell somebody who they voted for, because they hated Bush.
Absolutely.
So, you know, you can infer a lot of stuff, but it's fascinating read. On page 74, he talks about areas with the largest minority populations actually gain the most from non-discretionary permit states. Fascinating stuff. And of course, non-discretionary permit states being shall issue versus may issue that you have in California.
For example, like California, New York.
Right. California, New York, where unless your name is Chuck Schumer and you hate guns but want one for yourself.
But yeah, have one yourself.
Right.
We have a gore alert from Idaho.
Really? What is the gore in Idaho and who sent it to us?
It's Kevin. He's on the line right now.
And he went. Now, we have two calls holding?
Yes, we have Kevin with the gore in his town, and James is holding as well.
Okay, James has a question about reciprocity. We want to get to that in just a minute. So, James, hang on to the line. Let's go to the gore alert in Idaho.
Hey, had a great Father's Day, the White River fishing. Oh. Well, I promised I couldn't shoot in Oregon because I'm Idaho resident. But, you know, it is.
Well, I don't feel sorry for you. You live in Idaho, and you went fishing in Oregon. Oh, man. I'm so sorry to hear that.
61 today.
61.
Oh, fishing in Oregon with a 61 gore.
61.
61, like thunderstorm type.
Oh, man, that's beautiful. And you are in God's country. What part of Idaho are you calling from?
Coming from the Boise area.
Absolutely beautiful. And where are you listening to us today?
We're in Meridian, Idaho. Listen to you online.
That is great. Now, we're in Meridian, Idaho, I think.
I'll have to check
that out. Yeah, I believe we are. Yeah, we added a couple Idaho stations. I'll have to look into that and tell us. By the way, we didn't even get your name. Who are you?
Kevin.
I'm Kevin.
Kevin.
To you guys all the time. You turn on a lot of people to your show. So.
Beautiful. Well, thank you very much. And, you know, as much as I hate to say this, enjoy that 61 gore, Kevin.
Nice.
We're going to be bumping up against a record here tomorrow that was set in 1926.
The record low is here.
That's absolutely beautiful. Kevin, thanks for the call, man. Turn everybody on to the program, okay?
Thanks, sir.
Hey, what do you carry? What do you carry?
Glock 27.
That's a beautiful thing. You don't have the 357 barrel in it, do you?
I do not yet.
Okay.
Who knows?
Right. Go ahead and add it. What the heck? George can tell you all about that. Kevin, thanks very much for the call, man. That Glock's a great choice. You got to love it.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, man. Have a good day.
Yep.
George, isn't that fun?
What a good carry choice. Nice.
A Glock 27.
40 cal. Mm.
61 Gore, a G27 stuffed in the waistband, fishing in Oregon and coming home to Idaho. Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, that is what this network is all about, the Armed American Radio Network. You got to love it. We'll be right back. Take a call. We'll see you in just a second.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit GalcoGunLeather.com.
One shot, one kill. That's Extreme Shock, the world's most advanced ammunition. For self-defense or hunting, there is no equal. Engineered to inflict maximum damage on its target, Extreme Shock's composite bullets fragment on impact, delivering devastating stopping power and carving catastrophic wounds. We've got the photos, videos, and testimonials to prove it. Find a dealer or order now at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.org. I did. Welcome back. Indeed. Welcome back.
You know, that throws me off when I hear it.
That's because it's me. Is that why?
Yeah, it just throws me off.
Well,
it sounds good, but I'm not used to hearing you.
You're not used to hearing me on the radio? Or
not.
I see you laughing. Remember, I can watch you push the chair back like that.
That's true.
Your mic is live.
That's true.
Hey, we have a caller on the line that wants to talk about reciprocity. Who might it be?
It is James from Lake Arrowhead, California.
Lake Arrowhead, California. James, welcome to the Armed American Radio Network, my man, from Lake Arrowhead, California. Tell us where that is in the Golden State.
That's about 90 miles east of Los Angeles, up in the mountains.
Oh, so you're out near San Bernardino where the Del Taco thing occurred.
Up the hill from there.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, I've been in there in San Bernardino. In fact, I think I ate at that Del Taco, and I love Del Tacos. I'll tell you a story about it before I let you get off the phone about my Del Tacos and eating on the Huntington Pier thing, and then we'll talk about that, because that broke today. I have that story right here in front of me. We're going to touch on that in a bit.
Well, very cool.
You know, you had a question about reciprocity. Talk to us.
Do the governors have to sign an agreement each year for the for your permits to be honored between one state and another?
That's a great question, and I can answer that. It's the attorneys general of the respective states that make a deal.
Okay.
Okay.
Do they have to renew that every year or every couple years? Or?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Oh, so once they sign it's good till someone rescinds it?
Until somebody rescinds it. That's my understanding. Now, let me give you an example about one that has always irked me. I lived in Florida for most of my adult life. I call Florida my adopted home, in particular Tampa, the Tampa Bay area, and had a Florida permit for years. The only state in the Southeast that I could not carry on legally in the Southeastern United States was South Carolina.
Okay.
And, of course, if you're driving north to get to family in Virginia or North Carolina, you've got to go through South Carolina. The reason, you know, I don't understand the reason, actually, for the Florida permit, because Florida required training. I guess South Carolina figured it wasn't enough training necessary. And you folks listening in Greenville, if you can tell me any different, please feel free to give us a call at 877-956-9566. But that has, in fact, changed. Now, South Carolina has, in fact, granted Florida reciprocity. However, and I thought, wow, that's great. I have a Florida permit, even though I don't reside there anymore. Nah, only if you're a state resident of Florida after I left. So, you know, I got nailed with that. But they don't have reciprocity with Georgia, and that's because Georgia doesn't have a training requirement to get the permit.
Okay.
All right? I don't see in the Second Amendment where it says, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed as long as they have state-mandated training that is different and up to each attorney general in every state. It doesn't say that.
Right.
Arizona's figured it out. Alaska's figured it out. Vermont's figured it out. Other states are going to soon figure it out. Montana's figured it out. Okay, but that's why. George, do you have anything to add to that?
Well, we can also see that as these requirements, state-to-state changes, other things will drop. Nevada, I believe, dropped Utah because I guess they just discovered that they didn't that Utah doesn't have that training requirement.
And that was fairly recent, too, by the way.
Yeah, it was. And you know, and as these requirements change, the political map of that changes as well. So it's something that every gun owner needs to kind of keep an eye on because it's a political situation, which means it's a fluid situation.
And it is, and it's changing on a regular basis, hence George's term, fluid. The attorneys general are always talking amongst each other. I would love to see South Carolina tighten up a bit. You'd think that South Carolina would be a little bit looser with their restrictions on that, but they're not. And, you know, I just went through South Carolina on the way to the NRA convention, and, you know, you are allowed to carry the gun in your console, for example, or in your glove box loaded. And you know, you don't have to stop and pull a new jersey and get out and disassemble it and put it in 50 pieces and, you know, 50 boxes and throw your ammo away and call the state police and let them you know you're on your way and all that kind of garbage. But it would be nice to be able to, especially a bordering state like that. Now, I hope that answered your question.
Yes, it did. because I just took my range class this weekend, and they said they got into discussing a little bit, so I just wanted a little more clarification on that.
Now, do you have a California permit?
I'm just a couple weeks away. I've gone through all the requirements that I have to do. The last thing to do is come talk to my neighbors, and then hopefully they'll grant it a couple weeks after that.
Wait, say that again. They have to what?
They come. At least I'm in San Bernardino County.
Right.
So what they do is part of their procedure is they will come and probably talk to a few of my neighbors, make sure I'm not the Bruce Willis of the mountains.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yep. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed as long as we talk to your neighbors and get permission that they like you.
Isn't that an invasion of privacy?
It's a lot of things.
I'm really missing something here.
No, no, you're not. You're hearing it. You're hearing it correctly.
Unreal.
So if you don't get along with your neighbors because he still has your lawnmower from 2 years ago.
Yeah, could be.
Wow.
You want to get a permit.
That guy's a bad moral character. He never refilled the gasoline.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Man.
No permit. No permit. He never gave back the wrench. Isn't that unbelievable? Yeah, this is 21st century America.
But I'm in one of the better counties here in California.
You are. Oh, you are. God. That you have to go through that is coined as better is very disturbing. But you're right.
Yeah,
but you're right. You in fact are. California reciprocity with no one. Is that right?
Well, no, I think they have it with Texas.
Let me check that real quick.
Yeah, can you, George? Can you run over to handgunlaw.us and give it a shot?
Already there.
Texas recognizes ours there.
Say that again.
Texas will recognize our permits in Texas.
Okay, but you won't. What I mean by that is
California recognizes no one. Not theirs here.
Okay.
Well, a California permit, it's recognized in actually Montana, Idaho, Utah. Arizona, Texas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, South Dakota, Missouri, Kentucky, Michigan.
All right, so you have reciprocity there.
You've got a few states.
Right.
Although I'm disarmed with my Florida, Georgia permit. I have a New Hampshire permit, too. I forgot all about that thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and, very nice.
But disarmed in California.
Yeah.
So, California won't recognize anybody else. But anyway, I hope that answered your question.
Yes, it did. Thank
All right,
you
a quick
much.
Thing about the Del Taco.
Yes.
I grabbed some Del Tacos a number of years ago and went out to the Huntington Beach Pier.
Uh-huh.
And had my back to the ocean. The ocean was underneath me, and it was absolutely beautiful. And the sun was going down. And behind me were the beautiful in front of me were the beautiful San Bernardino Mountains and palm trees all along the beach. The roar of the Pacific underneath me. And the California beautiful people walking up and down the pier. And ahead of me, I'm looking at bright red sky, palm trees, and snow-capped mountains. And it was in the mid-70s, and I was eating a Del Taco. And it was a beautiful thing.
Yeah, life doesn't get any better.
No, it was. It was one of those things you remember.
Especially that one-pound macho burrito.
I haven't had that. I was just eating the tacos, all 10 of them. Ladies and gentlemen, you are on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. I'm joined by George, the Mad Ogre Hill, Sean, my producer, and we'll be right back after these messages. Stick around.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Smith, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
Check this out, folks. Paul Helmke of the Brady Campaign, who, quote, says his organization does not favor gun bans, disputed John Lott's arguments. This was in a debate. Helmke, who says his organization does not favor gun bans. Let me repeat that. Helmke, who says his organization, the Brady Campaign, does not favor gun bans, fought overturning Chicago's gun ban. Somebody help me with that one. I'm living in a parallel universe.
That's what I'm saying.
Do you get that?
I don't get it. I don't get the whole, everything we've talked about today. I'm telling you that my eyes are open.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I could take them away, I would, one by one. Who said that was Barbara Boxer? You know, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would. However, they preface their statements with, you know, I respect the Second Amendment.
Well, if you respect it, why are you trying to keep people from living it, enjoying it?
Because they don't respect the Constitution.
Yeah, there you
go. That's why they want to put a muzzle on Rush Limbaugh and the rest of talk radio. They don't want to hear what they disagree with.
Yeah.
They disagree with us having guns.
They want to muzzle Armed American Radio, George?
I think they do. They're going to miss that third hour roundtable here But yeah, because we're not talking about how awesome Joe Biden is and how
Joe Biden. We got to start.
We're not talking about how great of an actress Janine Garofalo is. You know, we're not patting them on their backs. We disagree with them.
And she made watching 24 one of my favorite all-time shows very difficult in season before last.
Yeah, that just makes you want to turn it off, doesn't it?
What made me want to turn it off was on one episode I went, she's kind of cute. Oh, God, what did I just say? Turn it off. I'll catch it on DVD later when I wake up.
Wow.
I don't know. I guess it was when she was, didn't she do something wrong on 24 and get arrested or something like that? I don't remember. I can't keep track of those episodes. But, guys, let's talk about what happened at the Del Taco. We have listeners out there in California, obviously in San Bernardino, right down the road from our last caller. This was a very bad situation where, and I understand when it was first reported earlier today, that or last night, today, one of the two, that they were reporting four killed. And I understand in the newer reports it was two killed. Sean, if you can check that out and let us know.
Yeah, it was two.
It was two, and the other are in critical condition. They originally said there were four. And it was a man that rode his bike there to the Del Taco, went in, targeted the family. It was his stepdaughter. And the investigators are now trying to figure out the correlation, but it's obviously some twisted, weird case of domestic violence gone, you know, horribly wrong. Sure, it was premeditated. Sure, it was. And, you know, you look at this stuff, and it just proves positive things we talk about on Armed American Radio every single week, that you cannot legislate evil.
Nope.
This guy had a record as long as my right arm.
And so we know he didn't have the right to carry anyway.
Well, he's in California, which is tough to do anyway.
Absolutely.
But now let's talk about right to carry. Did you guys hear? You probably didn't. This was in the Dayton Daily News. Now, I have history in Dayton. I have got a lot of family in Dayton. My mother and father graduated high school in Dayton. I have family reunions in Dayton. And well, let's put it this way. My mother is one of 16 children, and they all still live in Dayton.
Mm-hmm.
So the family reunions are a lot of fun. Last name is Lucenti, Italian. Great family reunions. Great food. But listen to this. This is being reported by the Dayton Daily News. Okay. Gang member sent to prison for shootings. Do you guys remember seeing the video footage from this? I think this was one of the ones that was caught on video outside a nightclub on Christmas Day. A reputed gang member convicted, and I'm quoting now, of shooting two men outside a Harrison Township nightclub on Christmas Day was sentenced Wednesday, June 16th, to 3 years in prison.
3 years?
3 years, right. Here's Shamar Davis, was 22 years old, appeared before a Montgomery County Commons plea judge, Mary Catherine Huffman. Davis previously pleaded no contest to four counts of felonious assault, and those charges merged into the two for the purposes of sentencing. So we got lucky there. Davis, get this, quote, a reputed member of the Money Go-Getters street gang has had numerous contacts with law enforcement where he has been in possession of a weapon. Authorities said after Davis's January 5th arrest at a Vandalia apartment by U.S. Marshals. Vandalia is right outside of Dayton there. Davis was one of a group of men who got into a fight inside Club Juicy at 120 Shoot Mill Road. When the fight moved outside, Davis pulled a pistol and shot two other men, then fled in a vehicle. The victim's injuries were not life-threatening, investigators said. Now, here's the deal. Listen to this. According to county records, Davis had a concealed carry permit.
What?
Blew my mind.
Hold on, man.
Absolutely
serious?
Blew my mind.
Wow.
Absolutely blew my mind. Now, we're not afraid on Armed American Radio to talk about instances like this. We don't shy away from this because we repeat week after week after week that you cannot legislate evil. Now, I question this, and I want to do a little bit more research here. This blows my mind. Okay, because we all know gang members aren't out getting concealed permits, even attempting to.
Nope.
All right. So I want to know how this happened. You know, I don't know what kind of arrest record he had. You know, he was in possession of a weapon.
You know, I could see possibility. You know, maybe he was working with police as an informer, and for that reason, the police authorized to give him one.
Well, we could speculate over and over and over about this, about the, you know, the reasons. I mean, we could even go as far as saying that there's another Shamar Davis.
Yeah.
Okay. There's other George Hills. There might not be George Mad Ogre Hills, but there's other George Hills. I can guarantee you that. So
oh, yeah.
I don't know. And
there's two of them in this city I live in.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, the left, people say, oh, man, why are you reading that? It just plays into the hands of the anti-gunners. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. It plays into our hands. Because as law-abiding citizens and permit holders who respect our right to carry, it's important that people like this are weeded out.
Well, and the only way to create a system that's going to work and protect the safety and well-being of the citizenry is to arm the citizenry.
Well, we figured that. Listen, the do-goody, feel-goody, emotional gun control argument, the mushy, can't we all just get along? The answer to that is no. We're human. We're human beings.
Absolutely.
We're not going to get along. There will be future wars. Get your head out of the sand, okay? We've heard before on Armed American Radio from some of the best experts in the world that we are not born with fangs, we're not born with claws, okay? We're born with brains that enable us to form tools and build things, and that's what separates us from other species. One of those things is a sword that we designed. Another is a gun. As years progressed and technology progressed. Before that, it was a rock. Before that, it was a stick and anything else we could find. Because that's just that, you know, man is a violent creature. Yet cases like this blow my mind.
And you just have to kind of feel sorry for the people who deny the human nature aspect of the human condition and think that, well, if these people, you know, if we had better gun control, this guy wouldn't have had guns. And
no,
I would like to point out, if these victims,
George, you've only got about 10 seconds, brother.
If the victims had guns and saw this guy coming in, maybe the outcome could have been different.
Well, you're not supposed to be in a bar with a gun, even with a permit in Ohio. Lawbreaker, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Deep concealment and amazing affordability combine in Galco's new Tuck and Go inside the waistband holsters. The Tuck and Go's open top allows for a fast draw, while the holster's reinforced mouth allows for smooth and easy reholstering. Available for over 35 models of handguns, the Galco Tuck and Go combines amazing affordability with the quality you expect from Galco gun leather. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, please visit galcogunleather.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, this is Bill Bennett, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
Oh, yeah. That is Dr. Bill Bennett.
Yes, it is.
Dr. Bennett. Dr. Bennett's got it going on. You know, I co-hosted an hour with G. Gordon Liddy. We need to get the G-Man to give us a rejoiner.
Absolutely. No, we need to get him on the show.
We do need to get him on the show. I had a lot of fun on his show. We were talking about my book, Lessons from Armed America, and I had two of the subjects of my chapters, Mr. Jim Butler and my cousin Steve Murphy, were on with us telling their unbelievable stories that I wrote in the book.
Yeah.
And were you listening to that? We actually came in the studio here and did it as a co-host gig, and it was a lot of fun.
No, I didn't get a chance to listen to it, but he is a friend of mine on Facebook, so I did see it, but I didn't get a chance to hear it.
Yeah, well, check this out, too. Gun Owners of America, sponsoring Armed American Radio. And that's a very cool thing. Folks, joining the Gun Owners of America is very inexpensive and very, very worthwhile. And they bill themselves as the America's only, or Washington's only, no-compromise gun lobby. Now, I know Larry Pratt.
Yes.
And let me tell you, you met him.
Yes, I did.
In Washington.
Very nice guy.
And, you know, he is a very nice guy. But I got to go back to that Chris Matthews interview that we were laughing about with Larry when he was on last week, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And Chris Matthews says, go ahead, what do you think? We should have machine guns? Go ahead, Larry. Should everybody be able to have a machine gun? And Larry said, yeah. Yeah. A law-abiding person should be able to have a machine gun.
You know, from what I know of the Second Amendment, it doesn't say the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed except for machine guns.
No, and then you get the tired old argument, and Chris Matthews brought it up. Should we be able to have bazookas? Hmm? You want a bazooka? You know, it's ridiculous.
Well, technically, yes. It says arms. It doesn't say muskets.
I guess my point with that is that we all know what we're talking about here. And Skip Coriel, my good friend, publisher, and founder of the Second Amendment March, said, I just want my 45. Okay, because that's what we're talking about. The Supreme Court's defining it. You know, I'm not going to go off the deep end here. Should we have RPGs? No. I just want to be able to lawfully carry my gun to defend myself, which has been found to be the most effective tool for self-defense is a handgun on my person downtown. Now, you're going to get people saying, well, an AR-15 and all that stuff. That's not what I'm referring to. I'm talking about my right to carry a handgun. I can carry an AR-15 over my shoulder openly.
Absolutely.
Where I reside
here in Texas,
while I go shopping.
Here in Texas, you can do the same thing.
It's just not comfortable for me. And Tiger McKee will tell you, as he has on national radio, you need to lose some weight off that gun. It's heavy. So, yeah, I mean, I'm talking about my right to carry my handgun. That's what we're referring to. And George, I know you know that.
Yeah, absolutely. However, you know, the Second Amendment's not about self-defense. It's not about hunting. It's about all of them.
Well, it is. It encompasses everything. It encompasses everything.
It is.
And
it is. And most importantly, what it does is it puts the American people as what I like to refer to as the fourth branch of government. We are the check and balance against the government.
And yeah, against the government and the press now, because the press is no longer on our side.
We do that by the vote.
Yes.
Well, you said it best.
But we are the check and balance.
I'll tell you what, folks. You definitely want to check out armedamericanradio.org and click on the really cool green photo of the concealed carry laws and download the report. It's free, it's instant access, and it gives you the concealed carry laws of the states, and it instantly downloads to you as a PDF. It's free. Go get it.
Oh, I have to go get mine.
Oh, yeah.
I have to have that.
Great information. And also join the USCCA.com. Which we don't talk about. We didn't talk about tonight that much. We should have. And that is still up there. We're holding it out there through June. If you're sitting on the fence and you want to join the USCCA, the giveaways are still available at jointheuscca.com. But for gosh sakes, you know, I mean, I know money's tight, believe me. Concealed carry laws, download the report, instant access. It doesn't cost a penny. And you can get some really cool stuff, and it downloads. You can download into a PDF immediately. You don't have to jump through a bunch of hoops.
And joining the USCCA, that's a great thing to do. You get the magazine, which is seriously one of the very few gun magazines out there that you can read cover to cover.
Well, you know what? It's also changing its format in the next edition too, because it has no more advertisers. It is pure content about the things you want to read about.
Really?
Nice. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's pure content. Nice. You're not going to see any more advertising between pages. You know, one of the silly things about the magazine that I've heard a lot about over the years, I've been writing for Concealed Carry for a number of years, is you don't have to jump like you do in America's First Freedom or Guns and Ammo or American Handgunner, and they're all great magazines. I get them all. Handguns, I get all of them. I eat this stuff up. But don't you hate the bottom continued on page 65?
Oh, yeah.
Then you got to flip through. I want to read the thing from cover to cover. And you can do that with Concealed Carry because each article is successive. And I know it sounds really silly, but if I'm reading, you know, my column, for example, or, you know, George's column, whenever you get off your duff and start writing more columns about guns that we like to hear the Mad Ogre write about, you go from page one. If your article is on page four and it's four pages long, it's over on page eight.
And then it's continued on page 12 and then page 22.
Whose?
Most of these articles on in the other magazines.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Like
you're having
to
hop back and forth. I've even had to go to page 65 and then go back to page 50 to finish an article before. You know?
I've actually seen that, yes. Yeah, Concealed Carry Magazine doesn't do that. You can read it cover to cover. It's a page-turner.
Yeah, it's great stuff. Hey, we got a Bonehead Award nomination by email.
Let's hear
Came in from Michigan. Came in from Frank in Dearborn Heights, and I didn't have a chance to listen to it. He sent me a link, but I'll trust Frank because Frank has been on Armed American Radio before. He's commented and says, this is a nomination for the Bonehead of the Week. I am nominating Assistant Chief of Police Ron Buckmaster from Maryville, Michigan. Listen to the audio. You will be stunned that this is the Assistant Chief of Police that is violating their rights. That's from Frank Legie in Dearborn Heights, Michigan. Frank, I trust you and I believe you. So we'll give Assistant Chief of Police Ron Buckmaster from Maryville, Michigan, a Bonehead Award. That makes number two.
And how unfortunate. His last name is one of
right.
My favorite guns.
Buckmaster, exactly. I'm glad you caught that.
The Browning Buckmaster, one of the best 22 pistols out there. And we should revoke his name.
I don't know that we could do that.
We're going to revoke our rights. We're going to revoke his name. he's the buck failure.
Instead of Buckmaster, he's buck failure.
Absolutely.
That's how we'll refer to him. We have another email. I'll defer this one to George. This email comes to us from Harry Wyatt, and the subject is .357 caliber ammo. Hi, Mark. Great show tonight and every Sunday night. One question. Can I shoot Glock 33 .357 cal ammo out of my GP100 .357? Thanks. Harry, Peachtree City, Georgia. From Peachtree City.
It's right down the street.
George, what do you think?
No, that's not going to work, and here's why. The .357 SIG caliber that you fire out of the automatic pistols is a 40 caliber automatic necked down to 9mm. And okay. While the diameter looks the same, you've got a totally different piece of brass behind it.
Harry, that is directly from the mouth of the Mad Ogre. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been digging the Armed American Radio Network. So has Barack and Michelle. They're loving it in Washington, D.C., and we're loving the fact that they're fans. Sean, how much time?
We have 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, check me out. Fox News Business Channel, Thursday, the 24th. 8 p.m. Stossel Show with an all-star lineup. Nikki Gosar, me, John Lott, Otis McDonald, Alan Gura, and the Stossel Show in front of a live studio audience. It's going to be a tremendous amount of fun. You've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. See you next week, folks.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dark king. Tell us me by
the hammer now, baby. This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in an order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.